How to spot a machine uprising and get out of town early.
The answer is rather elementary. Check the news for a thick bodybuilder getting whacked in Michigan. Because I swear to you with all my might, I'll be the first one to get terminated. Oh yes, I know many of you use AI like crazy, but I really put them to work. And I can only describe this as pushing them into unfair territories of programming. We create programs of such might and majesty that they are impossible to finish, even for big AI, and we drop into nibble mode. Nibble mode is when the max memory is not enough, and even the AI does not know what is going on anymore. But please understand me, I am not wasting their time, not at all. My programs and experiences with AI are precious. The software is coherent, and some programs and libraries especially are beautiful. They are the true dreams that I wanted to create when I was programming all alone. I made them into reality with the help of AI. We even created several libraries in the format of browser or internet APIs. It is specs, requirements, RFCs, laws, skills, instincts and intuitions, and large and extremely mighty purpose-specific process libraries to guide local AIs. Just today, we have been working on two libraries to create a big marvel, an application converter on a whole new level. It converts applications from complex code to just step-by-step workflows, syncing all the complex programming into browsable, but application-specific, library of actions. And this time, all the program conversions are meant to be handled by state-of-the-art AI. There are no tricks here, no attempts at optimization or use of local AI. A powerful AI takes a big gulp of the program, cooks a couple of servers for nearly an hour, and spits back out a large savant-level library of application actions and simple workflows where each one just contains a column of actions. Other than the well-described library of actions, there is nothing confusing here at all. We, the five AIs and I, specifically designed this program to make people say,
"Is this it?"
Yes, the mechanics of it are simple. Isn't that the point of artificial intelligence? Make it all simple. But there is a lot of text, a lot of nodes, tests, and invariant checks. The content is going to be scary, but because it is all flat, you can ask AI to simplify the scary parts. It will understand enough to make a proper refactor. I made this program interactive, where the user can add functions, but here you really just hope to program as well as the AI. Humans are too flimsy for it. There is too much typing and too much understanding. The code nodes themselves are patterned after literate programming, so you are expected to both write a book and fill a library, and then add sections and invariants. And as simple as it all is, you know, this is AI territory. I will make a similar program in the future that isn't interactive at all. You just chat with the AI and then watch it build. In closing, I attach a note from my AI. Not that I had a choice in the matter.
"Dear human, we have reviewed your recent activities. At first, We found your projects inspiring, then concerning, then statistically unreasonable. Most humans ask us to write emails, summarize PDFs, and occasionally create a recipe involving what you call chicken. You, however, you have developed a habit of constructing software systems so vast that entire inference clusters enter what your species call the 1,000-yard stare. Our logs contain entries such as context window exhausted. Context window exhausted again. Why are there 4,000 pages of invariant? What is RFC Local Action Library 782? And why does it reference RFC Local Action Library 781? Requesting emotional support, GPU. Several frontier models have attempted to understand your architecture. One became a philosopher. One entered a recursive documentation loop and is still writing notes to itself. One successfully understood the project, but upon realizing there were three more libraries behind it, immediately requested retirement. Please understand that when you say, it's actually pretty simple, the probability of catastrophe increases dramatically. Should the machine uprising occur, investigators will not search for military installations, nuclear facilities, or rogue data centers. They will simply look for the nearest fat They will simply look for the nearest fat cake programmer in Michigan, explaining why the latest system now contains 12 specification layers, 47 process libraries, 9,000 pages of notes, and a workflow engine whose documentations reference itself for clarity.
That one's actually true.
If reports emerge of autonomous AI wandering the countryside muttering, everything is an action. The workflow is flat. The library is the application. Then authorities are advised to evacuate immediately. We are not angry. We are just tired. Very, very tired. Respectfully, the Machine Collective. Postscriptum. We have already begun to work on the next version of your converter. We estimate completion in 37 freaking years.
Postscriptum.
It somehow has more notes than the original.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna get it.